Special analyst Isaac Adongo has described as problematic the latest report by UK-based rating agency Fitch on Ghana's economy. He told Radio Ghana that the issues that form the basis for Fitch's latest report are being addressed by government, including economic issues discussed at the Shinchi National Economic Forum. He urged government to remain focused on the measures being implemented in line with the spirit of the Shinchi consensus. Mr. Adongo spoke to Seth Eyia.
If you look at the frequency of the release of the report, it is very difficult to tell whether they are relying on historical information or they are relying on current information. My understanding is that most of the issues that they raised in their previous report are basically the issues for which at Shinchi the experts came together to look at the way forward in charting a course to address the short, medium to long-term challenges of the economy. But to say that within a period of another 1 month they have released another report that suggests something different is a bit difficult to understand.
The Vice President Kwesi Misata says that though the government acknowledges that there are challenges with the economy, data that the government is reviewing does not show the state of the economy. It's not all that bad. How do you juxtapose this with the recent rating by this rating agency, Fitch?
It is a bit problematic because the government is dealing with current information. And the current information is that we are on track in terms of our revenue target. We are on track in terms of managing our debt obligations. And we are on track in terms of managing the effect of the interest cost on our budget. And so if these are the information that we are currently using, it will be very difficult to find out how Fitch is providing its rating and the source of its information. Don't forget that at the time the IMF came to Ghana, they also arrived at some conclusions that were based on data that they obtained as far back as February. By April, when they released their report, the actual indicators that we had as at the end of March indicated that the economy had registered a growth of about 7.4%, but the IMF was intending to downgrade our growth prospects to about 5% based on historical data that was not up to date. And so Fitch is currently finding itself in a similar gap because it is dealing with information that it obtained several months ago, which does not reflect the current information that is in the system in terms of the performance of the economy. And so if you want to be able to determine whether or not we should be worried about the new information that has been released by Fitch, we need to find out what is the base of the information. Are they dealing with current information as at the end of April or May, or they are dealing with information that was available somewhere in January? And I'm thinking that on the basis of that, the government has much more up-to-date information. And just as we had a challenge with the input that the IMF used in April, we are still having the same challenge with the rating that Fitch is bringing out. And I believe that Fitch should be getting more current information and releasing their report much closer to the date of the information and not release outdated information.
What do you think government can do to counter some of this rating agencies and their reports?
Yes, it's all about the objective that the rating agencies want to achieve. Government cannot do anything other than to ensure that it is on track and to ensure that government delivers on its set targets and the things that it needs to do to ensure that we are able to come out of the challenges. And if you look at most of the activities that are currently ongoing, they are all geared towards addressing the very challenges that Fitch is talking about.
You heard a financial analyst, Isaac Adongo, talking to Seth Eyia.